This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. European Union foreign ministers slapped a fourth round of sanctions against Iran, discussed a possible 10th sanctions package against Russia, and agreed to more than $540 million in new military spending for Ukraine. From Paris, Lisa Bryant has more for VOA.
European foreign ministers meeting in Brussels failed to make progress on one key sticking point, getting Germany to formally greenlight EU member states sending its Leopard tanks to Ukraine, which Kyiv says are vital to its war effort.
Jeder, der auf die Ukraine schaut, der sieht.
German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock has suggested Germany will not oppose countries like Poland sending the tanks, but there has been no announcement beyond that. Polish Foreign Minister Zbigniew Rau says his country will send Kyiv the tanks anyway. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was in South Africa on Monday, visiting one of the Kremlin's most important allies on a continent divided over the war in Ukraine and Western attempts to isolate Moscow. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Russia's foreign minister on Monday cast the conflict between Moscow and the West as not hybrid and almost a real war. Sergei Lavrov, speaking during a trip to South Africa, also criticized the West for sending billions of dollars of arms to Kyiv. South Africa initially called for Russia to withdraw from Ukraine unilaterally. But on Monday, South Africa's foreign minister, Naledi Pandor, said that was no longer its position.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The search for the motive behind the shooting massacre at a Los Angeles area ballroom dance hall led police to a mobile home community. Authorities say the suspect that killed 11 people at a Monterey Park dance hall and attempted a shooting later at another club before taking his own life. Police in his town of Hemet say he alleged earlier this month he was the victim of fraud, theft, and poisoning by relatives a decade or two ago, but didn't provide supporting documents, he promised. The death toll rose to 11 after health officials announced that one of the 10 people wounded had died. Two students were killed in a shooting in the U.S. Midwestern state of Iowa. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Des Moines police say the shooting occurred in an educational program called Starts Right Here that's affiliated with the Des Moines School District. Officers arrived on the scene Monday afternoon and found the students critically injured and started CPR immediately. They died at the hospital. A teacher also was wounded in the shooting. About 20 minutes after the shooting, police say officers stopped a car about 2 miles away and took multiple suspects into custody. I'm Mike Hempen.
Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says Japan faces the severest security environment in the region since the end of World War II and is pledging to push a military buildup under a newly adopted security strategy. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a policy speech opening this year's parliamentary session, Kishida said active diplomacy should be prioritized, but it requires defense power to back it up. He said Japan's new security strategy is based on a realistic simulation as we face, he says, more regional tensions since the end of World War II. This month, the Japan leader took a five-nation tour, including to Washington, to explain Japan's new defense plan and further develop defense ties with the U.S. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A massive power cut across Pakistan Monday affected most of the country's 220 million residents, including in big cities like Karachi and Lahore, but with communities in the dark, authorities signaled a restoration of electricity had begun. Pakistan's energy minister said in a video statement that the hope was to restore electricity nationwide by late Monday. At night, he took to Twitter to assure Pakistanis that power was gradually returning. He posted, quote, "We have begun restoration of electricity across the country." Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.